previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Okay, let's. It's so weird because we've got our colleague in the studio now, and we're going to interview her. Huh? That's like going to your boss and interviewing him.
It's very weird. I've never been a guest on the breakfast show. I thought guests get muffins and coffee.
Oh, no, it's the guests who normally bring them. So, yeah.
You tell her. You tell her. Where are the muffins this morning? Okay, the reason why Doreen Lobsher is sitting with us from Algoa FM News is because she's been working on a project for quite some time, and it comes to life today.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's around the Vicky Tablanche murder case, which has now been going on for over a year, and we haven't even started the trial yet.
We're still on bail. We are still on bail. And this really is a passion project for me. I saw a lot of the comments on social media when we announced the launch of the podcast. People were saying, why don't you leave Vicky alone? Let her rest in peace. Don't you have anything better to do? You know what? As a woman, firstly, as a journalist, as a storyteller, I want to tell her story because the name of the podcast is Journey to Justice. Mm. I mean, it's been a year and her estranged husband is still trying to get bail.
Mm.
And I think we don't give the National Prosecuting Authority enough credit for what they actually do and the success rate that they do have in bringing justice for these victims. But sadly, unfortunately, we are in the middle of the 16 days of no violence against women and children, and I'm very comfortable to say that I've always hated this campaign because nothing changes. Mm. Absolutely nothing.
16 days dedicated to it, and then what happens before and after?
I have to echo what you're saying there.
And we know what the statistics are, and unfortunately, it always ends up in a courtroom where the only justice is the lawyers fighting and the state fighting to get justice. And this podcast is not talking just about Vicky. It's going to be talking about legal terms, explaining how court cases work, explaining what we can expect coming forward, because I think there's a lot of stuff that's still going to come out.
Mm. Well, you mentioned the name of the podcast is Journey to Justice, and I mean, it's no secret that you certainly are very passionate about this. So much so, Cornelius was saying we should actually change the name of the podcast to Dora the Crime Explorer.
You know what, the newsroom, they're always teasing me because I always say in my next life I want to come back as a detective, you know, because I really live into these stories. But I think it's an important story to tell, you know.
Well, Janice on Telegram says, no matter what people are saying, Doreen, don't stop what you're doing. Thank you. And this is in uppercase.
Thank you.
The podcast, will it be loaded every now and then intermittently? How's it going to work?
Look, we've got 9 episodes in the bag. And can I just say, Wayne has been my producer, so...
You're welcome.
We'll judge how great it is, Wayne. We're going to judge you.
Judgey.
So the first 9 episodes that we've got will basically just bring everyone up to speed on where we are at the moment, the different accused, what they are being accused of, the charges that they are facing. And I'm also going to speak to a psychologist, and we're going to delve into the concept or the term narcissist.
Mm.
Because the first time we heard the word narcissist in a courtroom was with the Oscar Pistorius trial.
Mm.
And it's a term that's just being thrown around there, but it's an actual thing. And we're going to be discussing what a narcissist is. How do very intelligent women get wrapped up in a narcissistic relationship? How do you get out? What are the warning signs? So there's so many different aspects to this podcast. But like I said, firstly, I'm a woman, and this is my way of bringing justice.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the term narcissist and how it's thrown around so loosely. We were chatting yesterday about the word of the year. You know, the Merriam-Webster dictionary brings out a word of the year. The word of the year for 2022 was gaslighting. So very closely linked to the concept of narcissism. But just getting back to the podcast, Doreen, I know that it does speak about the trial and the, you know, the journey to the trial. Does it delve into Vicky as a person, her role as a mom? I know that you also do touch on her life, but do you get into that kind of detail?
I'm very cautious of getting too involved with her role as a mother, because there are minor children involved in this case. So it is very sensitive. But you might remember I did a feature article on Vicky where I spoke to several people off the record who didn't want to be named. And I got an insight into her marriage and the life that she led. And I will be delving into that a little bit as well.
I mean, just spending some time with Doreen in the studio recording this podcast was some of the... I wouldn't get the script or the story beforehand, and my eyebrows were, like, raising every single 5 seconds because there's just more and more and more and more
so
that
many
comes
layers.
Out
yeah.
of the story with Arnold to Blanche. It just... It doesn't stop. There's just so much happening.
And can I just say there's a lot of stuff in the podcast that's not yet in the public domain that things you thought you knew... It's going to blow them upside down. And
It really, and I've got to commend you, Doreen, in the way that you've portrayed the story in a podcast, because it's not difficult. We are talking about human beings here, people, and you also said minors. We've got children involved in this. So the story is very, we're not sensationalizing the story.
Not at all. I really want to stress that. Yeah.
What kind of authorization goes into something like this? Do you need to get... any kind of, I mean, you mentioned the NPA. Do you need to get any kind of authorization to bring out a product such as this?
No, because everything, most of the intricate stuff is already out in the public domain, meaning that the documents have been given to the court.
Yeah.
So it's a public record. It's a public document. So in that aspect, I'm ticking all the boxes.
So it's essentially you unpacking everything.
Unpacking, and then with a little bit of a side... stuff that nobody knows.
There is some exclusive stuff there, and that's why it's called Algo FM News Exclusive. And this particular, well, you're calling this Journey to Justice, and like I said, now we're going into December, so nothing's going to happen to this case up until next year, you think?
I don't think that this will be on a court roll for trial for at least another 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
That is how busy the courts are. I mean, the attorneys involved, the state prosecutor, these are very busy men. They do high-profile cases, so I reckon only June, July next year, maybe, for trial.
That's crazy. Mm. Yeah.
It's all up on our website, eh?
It is.
FM, on the link.
And if Telegram is anything to go by, there is a lot of interest. Sending through messages, Morena says she agrees, you know, the GBV seems to get worse during the 16 days campaign every year. Diane's gotten in touch. Nikki's gotten in touch. Errol has gotten in touch, so has Charmaine. You can have a look at them afterwards.
Thank you. You know, I was very nervous because I've never done a podcast before. This is the first time for us, and I've been very stressed. I said to Wayne yesterday, I'm now doubting everything, the whole project, and my colleagues just said, you know, you follow your heart, you follow your gut, you follow your instinct. The reasons I'm doing this will come out in the podcast.
For the right reasons.
It's for the right reasons.
All for the right reasons. So officially it launches today. I'll go FM News exclusive Journey to Justice with Doreen Lobsha. And every week are going to be releasing two new episodes on a Friday. So the first two are now available on our website at algofm.co today, and also on all the other major podcast platforms as well.
And if you're one of those bingers, then just hang on and download all of them.
And go through it all at once. Can we expect more after this trial, Dora, or is this going to be a once-off? Because I suspect people are going to have an appetite for more.
Thank you. This is going to be a long journey, though, so I'm definitely going to stick with Vicky until she gets her justice.
Okay.
But afterwards, I'd love to do more podcasts. I'm really, like I said, I'm a journalist, I'm a storyteller, and these are the kind of things that makes me tick.
Mm. Very nice. Doreen, thank you for joining
us. And you're
this
a good orator.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. I'll go fm.co.za, and then you can click to podcast. You'll find the first two episodes are there available for you to listen to.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.